Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Michelle Anderson.
Good morning.
Michelle, of course, is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Michelle, there's always something going on at this library and every other public library. And the first one that I want to talk about is a special program that when I saw this, I'm going, you want me to wear what?
That's right. That's right. Next week, we have historian Kathy Wilson coming to our library to present a program that will take us on a journey through history's most ridiculous fashion trends.
They could even make you sick, I understand.
Well, yeah. Sure. Her summary of the program is from men in high heels to women in cast iron corsets. You'll be introduced to the wonderful world of a historic high fashion.
Wow. And you know, we still do some silly things for fashion, but when we look back, you're going, oh, I can't believe that. And I do want to mention, Michelle, and I know you know this, that she's doing a program, the same program, at the Audubon Public Library the day after she's in Atlantic, and maybe some other places too. So everyone needs to check their own public library schedule to see what's going on.
That's right. We hopped on an opportunity. Kathy Wilson is from the Cedar Rapids area, and the biggest expense of having her come to us here in Atlantic and in Southwest Iowa is just the mileage. So she's doing a whole Southwest Iowa tour where she's going to be at several different libraries down here in our area over the next week.
Oh, great. And what time is that?
That's at 6 o'clock next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday night, a week from today.
That's right.
Okay. And you know, it's hard to believe that September 11 will be here in a week from today.
I know. And, of course, today doesn't feel like a Tuesday because yesterday was a holiday.
So exactly.
We're all kind of messed up.
That's right. So I wanted to also mention, and I don't, if there's another special program, we can talk about that. But let's talk about a couple of the things that are ongoing. One of the things that I noticed that I didn't know anything about was Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, this is a card game. Oh, goodness, I don't know how you describe it. You either know it or you don't, I guess. But we ask participants to bring their own card decks and their own counters and all kinds of things. But we offer a place to play Magic the Gathering every Tuesday. We start about 3:30, and so we have some people that come right at 3:30 and some people who roll in closer to 5:30, and they're often playing all the way till 7 on and off. So if anybody has some cards sitting around or is interested, has heard of the game but hasn't been able to really see it in action, you're welcome to come by. Sometimes folks who come have extra decks that they're willing to let you borrow and let you kind of learn how to play. But it's mostly we're offering the space to play. And, again, you're welcome to stop in for as long or as little as you'd like.
What age group is this for?
I think the game itself says, like, for ages 12 and 13 and older because there's a lot of reading involved. You know, different cards have different abilities, so you have to keep track of all of that. We say it's for our tween crowd, so our middle school and up. But, you know, we welcome younger folks if they already know the game. It's a complicated game to master when you're younger than that, but if you're already around the game and you know it, we don't turn anybody away at the door.
What about adults? Do you have any adults that are interested in this?
Oh, yeah, we have adults who come as well.
Okay, yep. Sounds fascinating, Michelle. So we're visiting with Michelle Anderson, the director of the Atlantic Public Library. And the thing that I want to mention that's been ongoing every Thursday night and will continue through September is that somebody from the library has been at Produce in the Park every Thursday with different activities.
That's right. We've really enjoyed being out there on Thursday evenings. This week at Produce in the Park is our photo booth week. So we'll have a football field and some little pictures and football-themed things that you can come and take a picture with. And we're also celebrating Library Card Sign-Up Month, which is September. And so I will also have things out there so that if you don't have a library card yet and you're at Produce in the Park, I will be glad to help you get set up with that.
What's the advantage of having a card, Michelle?
Oh, well, it gives you access to all kinds of things, not only in the library itself, but all of our digital resources. So You know, it's the library is tax dollar funded, so we want everybody who lives here or in our surrounding area to take advantage of the wonderful resources we have to offer.
That's one of the big changes with our technology, is that we used to have to go to the library physically to check out a book, and that probably was all we did, was check out a book, or maybe some people read the newspapers. Now we can do so much of this at home that's a resource through the library.
Right, and we're continuing to look for ways where we can bring the library to you, and so some of our digital resources online is the first step in that, that you don't necessarily other than getting your card, you don't necessarily have to be at the library to use library resources. It would be available, you know, anywhere you have an internet connection.
And can you get a card if you don't live in Atlantic or don't live in Cass County?
You can. We participate in the state's open access program where people from other places can have a library card from us, but that does limit the number of digital resources you can access.
Okay, but check it out. So this year is Atlantic Sesquicentennial, and I think you've been doing some things all year long, but you have more to come.
Right, we have one big thing coming up yet, and it's our Picture Atlantic Digital Photo Contest, and we've been kind of gearing up for this for a while. We have an online page set up where you can read more about the ins and outs and the nitty-gritty of the regulations of the contest, but it's a way to celebrate things that have happened or people who live here or scenes from in and around Atlantic. And the submission window doesn't open until October, but we are going to have a photography workshop on September 20. That if you feel like, I'd like to participate, but I just need a little refining in how I'm looking through my lens about what I'm taking a picture of. And we'll have Kathy Summers, who will be giving us some photography hints, and I will also be there to answer questions about the Picture Atlantic Digital Photo Contest.
Okay, so as I understand, Michelle, we can be taking these pictures any time.
Absolutely.
Maybe we have something already on our cameras, on our phones, however
right.
We take pictures, that might be a good submission. But the actual submission doesn't begin until a little later.
Right. Our submission window is October 1st through 15th, and we'd like the pictures to have been taken between October 2017 and October 2018. So it's really giving us a true picture of what's been happening in Atlantic during our sesquicentennial year.
Does it make any difference if they're black and white or color?
It really doesn't. It's just a digital photo contest because we're only accepting submissions online. So, and most people today take pictures with their phones. So we thought that would be a good way to really get to everybody who might have a good picture, whether it be of Atlantic Fest, whether it be of prom, whether it be, you know, a sweet sunset, whatever it might be.
Are there prizes?
There are prizes. The Community Promotions Commission has funded some cash prizes, and you can see the prizes listed on the website. And then all the pictures that get submitted may be used by the CPC in promoting Atlantic.
Okay. And let's see, another question came through my head and it went away. But the main thing is, how do we get that information? Where do we go to on our website?
Right. If you start at the library's website, www.atlantic.lib.ia.us, if you just scroll down, you'll see the Picture Atlantic. Click here for more information. And if you click there, it'll bring you to the landing page where eventually you'll be able to submit your photos, but the submission window just isn't open yet.
Okay.
And that lists all the details.
Okay. Anything else that you want to mention about what's going on, either special or regularly, that we haven't talked about? I know we don't have all day, though, Michelle. Because you could talk all day about all the things.
We do have one other thing that we're trying to kind of resurrect, and we were so pleased with our teen and tween volunteers this summer for summer reading program that we're trying to start our teen advisory board up again. So So if you have a tween or a teen in your life who enjoys being at the library, and some of their events will be more like volunteering to help the library, and some of their events will just be kind of fun stuff for them to do. But that is going to start at the end of September, and Julie needs to know who's going to participate. So give us a call and talk to Julie if you have a teen or a tween interested in participating in that.
Thank you very much, Michelle Anderson, Director of the Atlantic Public Library. And until next time, here's a thought. If you want an adventure, visit your public library.